Welcome to fourthstream.com. We're going to look at Psalm 107 to see someone's expansive gratefulness, and then we're going to add a few of our own things that we're really grateful for.
It's a cool psalm, and we're going to read it out of the Message today because it's a great translation. And I just ask you a question as we read through it. You know, what do you see as you think about it? You know, the Psalms are so full of stuff, especially related to gratefulness. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just loaded.
Well, even in this one, sometimes I read it and go, oh, well, he's talking about Israel. But there's always, you know, because he's talking about coming from the four ends of the earth or whatever. But the reality is all these things are very personally applicable too.
So as we read and as we think about this, we'll be also talking about some of the things that make us grateful, because they kind of come out of this passage. But then we had some of our own thoughts. And for this Thanksgiving time, it's a good idea just to, what are you grateful for? What are the things that maybe strike that grateful chord inside of your heart?
Yes. And that I was struck just thinking about this week, how I can be grateful. I don't always feel grateful. I don't always have the emotion that comes with almost a meltdown of being grateful. But you can't really live there.
No.
And what I had to realize is that doesn't mean I'm not grateful. It's. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I making myself clear?
Yeah.
Just how sometimes
it
really...
you always make yourself clear to me, honey.
it really wells up, and sometimes it just doesn't. That doesn't mean I'm not grateful. So Psalm 107. Oh, thank God he's so good. His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world, tell how we freed you from oppression and then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds and from the seven seas.
Yeah, the word that stands out there is the word free. And it's a neat way to start a psalm, because his heart is grateful because of the freedom that he's experienced because the goodness of God has come into his life.
Yeah, I always think about how I just get to live, my mind and my heart get to live in spacious places. But overall, after I read these first verses, three verses, I just think, yay, I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah. And the idea that his love never runs out. You know, he's so good. His love never runs out. What a great way to frame the psalm. And then there's a number of paragraphs here. The first one talks about wandering in the desert. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about Israel. You know, basically living on the earth is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you feel like you're in a desert or whether you're in a cold climate or whether you're in the tropics or whatever, we are in a desert. So that first paragraph's talking about wandering. The next one talks about being locked in a dark cell.
Yes.
So that's another word picture that he's developing.
Well, and even the wandering, half-starved, parched with thirst, staggering, stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Just think about how often we feel that way. And God is there to rescue us.
So you have the wandering, I'm just kind of giving an overview here, locked in a dark cell. The third paragraph talks about when you were sick because you lived a bad life and you're experiencing the ravages of that. And then it talks, there's a whole paragraph on setting sail and doing business.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it
encompasses every aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm. So can I read some of it, or
do you not
want to go back? Okay, so verse 10, some of you were locked in a dark cell, cruelly confined behind bars, punished for defying God's word, for turning your back on the high God's counsel. A hard sentence, and your heart so heavy and not a soul in sight to help. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He led you out of your dark, dark cell, broke open the jail, and led you out. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He shattered the heavy jailhouse doors and he snapped the prison bars like matchsticks.
Yeah, isn't that a cool picture?
It is. And I think for me, what I've learned about forgiveness, this totally encapsulates how I feel about when just that I lock people in a dark cell when I don't forgive, but God has also taken me out of a dark, dangerous cell until he forgave me. It's just, it works both ways.
This in the second paragraph here, and you're going to see this in all four of these paragraphs, that line that you read, then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. That's repeated verbatim in every one of the chapters every one of the paragraphs. But the point is that he's trying to make the emphasis that God rescues us. Sometimes it happens in the nick of time, whether we're wandering for years in the desert or where they're locked in a dark cell. Mm-hmm. And he repeats that beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm. Some of you were sick because you'd lived a bad life. Your body's feeling the effects of your sin. You couldn't stand the sight of food. So miserable, you thought you'd be better off dead. And then you called out to God in your desperate condition, and he got you out
in the nick of time.
He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell the world what he's done. Sing it out.
So the whole tone of Psalm 107 is just the idea of what it means to have a grateful soul. And so far, we've looked at it in the context of wandering and then also being imprisoned by whatever it might be that would imprison you. And then also just the ravages of life, sick life. This last paragraph is talking about the whole idea of us doing business and carrying on what we do in the world.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the one we just read about being sick, I can remember a time in our marriage where I recognized an enormous area of weakness in my life, to where I could imagine you just being sick enough of me to want to leave. And I'm really grateful that he got me out of that desperate condition. Mm-hmm. And he healed me and I was able to change.
In my defense, I never had even a thought.
I know that... you didn't, but that's where I was living. I was in a desperate place.
This is great. Some of you set sail in big ships. You put out to sea to do business in faraway ports. Out at sea, you saw God in action. That makes sense. You know, when you're on the waves, you saw
He makes the waves and he calms the waves.
Breathtaking waves with the ocean. With a word, he called up the wind, an ocean storm, towering waves. You shot high in the sky, and then the bottom dropped out, and your hearts were stuck in your throats. You ever felt that before?
Mm-hmm.
You were spun like a top. You reeled like a drunk. You didn't know which end was up. Then you called out to God. In your desperate condition.
And he got you out in the nick of time.
Yeah, go ahead and read the rest of the paragraph. It's
he
pretty
quieted
cool.
the wind down to a whisper, and he put a muzzle on all the big waves. And you were so glad when the storm died down, and he led you safely back to harbor. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Lift high your praises when the people assemble, and shout hallelujah when the elders meet.
Psalm 107, a grateful psalm, and it ends very appropriately with good people see these things and they are glad. Mm-hmm. They are glad of heart. Bad people are speechless as they look at what God has done, stopped in their tracks. If you're really wise, you'll think this over. It's time you appreciated God's deep love.
That's cool.
What a way to end it. Hey, there's some good resources here. If you look down below, there's a little bit of a consideration of the grateful soul, as well as the grateful God story and a grateful song. You know, what are the things that evoke grateful responses in your heart? Satisfaction, achievement. Think about those things and think about your level of gratefulness and, you know, eat that turkey and enjoy it.